Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, all you sexy sons of bitches out there in radio land, it's the Real Ass Podcast with your boy, Zach D'Amico, filling in for the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez, as he completes his journey, his odyssey of training with Mr. Michael Bisping. I am joined by two of my favorite people, nobody else I'd rather have here in the studio with me, from High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon, yeah, Chris from Brooklyn. Can't hear Chris.
Chris's microphone is not on.
Don't spill that coffee.
Louis isn't here. Somebody's got to spill something.
Ooh, now on. Chris has hold two on. Microphones that don't work.
Yep.
You could have just said that in the headphone, Shannon. I know how to.
You wouldn't have heard it.
It was just not plugged in.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I know what he goes through. Who? I feel it. What? I feel Louis mad.
Well, Shannon's in there by herself.
Yeah, poor Shannon's by herself. I'm not gonna be mean to her. And also with us from the Loud Boys, we got Dalton Prewitt.
Howdy.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I love this place. I love that Louis has built something that seems to be making a lot of money where nothing ever works.
And he doesn't even have to be here.
He doesn't even have to be here, and it's still falling apart.
It kind of runs itself.
Yeah.
Shannon, I'm not going to be mean to you. I feel bad now that I know you are by yourself, so I'm not going to give you shit.
No, yeah. He's not here. I'm going to be nice to the production staff.
Yeah, it's nice, right? It's
yeah.
Just, it's
shit,
a nice guy.
Look, man.
Yeah,
shit
Dylan's
happens.
Not here.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it's just, you know, water off a duck's back, I say.
Okay.
All right. So I'm very glad to have you guys here. It is going to be a fun day. I'm about to get out of here and go to the woods for 2 days and turn my phone off. Very, very excited. Until then, let's talk about some funny shit, but let's get plugs out of the way. Dalton, dates, podcast, anything you want people to check out?
Yeah, check out the Loud Boys podcast. I do it with my two incredible co-hosts, Robbie Goodwin and Joe Gorman. We're on Patreon. Patreon's killing it. We have a live show coming up. We have a live stand-up show. The Loud Boys present Brooklyn's Cool at the Brooklyn Comedy Club. It was supposed to be this Sunday, but... we were told by the booker, Harrington, that we needed more pre-sales, but I think we just got bumped by Dave Smith. So we're on Father's Day now, June 20th.
Well, that's 100% what happened.
That is exactly
I'll
what happened.
I'll be on that show with
it
Dave
does
Smith.
Not, it does not bother me. It's just funny that Harrington said, hey, we need to sell more tickets. And we were like, all right, we'll move it. And then immediately Dave tweeted, hey, just added a show.
Well, we were here for all this yesterday, so we will tell you exactly what happened in just a moment.
Okay,
Chris.
Cool.
Yeah, obviously check out Notes of a Goon, Catalyst Wrestling on the weekends here, and then High Society Radio, Thursdays at 8 here on Gas Digital Network, and yeah, I'll be on that show at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, go to that show. I mean, Dave is funny, you're on it, yeah. Robbie Bernstein?
Yeah.
Great show, this Sunday.
And they can really move tickets.
They can really sell tickets in a way that the Loud Boys have not figured out yet, so go to that show this Sunday.
And then next week in Norwalk, Connecticut, back at the old... Sagalo 9 over there.
Oh, BJ Ryan's. BJ Ryan's?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Guys, you know where to find me. Real Ass Podcast. Midnight Spook Show. This tonight we were watching Last House on the Left with Chris from Brooklyn and Robbie Bernstein. And bye, guys. Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. My next show coming up that I'm really excited about. The 23rd, I'm at the Stress Factory for Louis J. Gomez Presents The Depraved. And that lineup is sick. It is me, Louis, Big J, Corinne, Ian, and Shane Gillis. It's going to be a really fucking wild night. I'm very excited to have everybody. Come check it out if you can. Stress Factory in New Brunswick.
Zach, before we get into topics, Shannon, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does Louis make you format the prep sheets with the heading in the middle so it looks like professional stationery?
No, I do it because it looks pretty.
Okay. I thought Louis maybe yelled at you at some, 'cause I feel like it didn't look that way at some point when I was in here.
So what happened yesterday, Dalton, is we're all hanging out here.
Oh, with the Harrington thing.
Oh, waiting to record Spook Show. and it was Bernstein's here, and they were talking about how, and Eric wanted a ticket to Dave's show, and Bernstein said, "Don't worry, Harrington just said we're adding a 6 o'clock because we sold out, so you can come to the 6.
Now I then go, "I'm pretty sure
the Loud Boys have that show.
Yes,
and Harrington is double booked. And so Chris called Harrington.
Didn't pick up. But he then texted me back, "Don't worry, I told those guys that they have to move it back." He did not tell me that he just told you guys you didn't have enough pre-sales.
Well, yeah, Harrington, look.
He's a bad communicator.
He doesn't put a lot of thought into much of anything. Mm-hmm. And what we were told was, hey, there aren't any pre-sales. I want to move the show back so that we can maybe sell some more tickets. And we were like, well, we've had people reach out to us and say they're coming. Like, I don't know how the pre-sales work, but mm-hmm. like people have told us they're going to come to this show. And he was like, "Come on, you guys would be doing me a big favor." And he never mentioned that Dave was going to add another show. Which,
mind you, it's just business.
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me. It's funny that he's trying to make it sound like reason for it,
or that we're not all gonna talk to each other about it.
Yeah, yeah, that it's like it was so obvious, because immediately after we had that conversation with him, Dave tweeted, the show sold out. We're adding a show at 6 o'clock, and it's like, okay. In my group chat,
wait, what time was this?
This was like, I can't. Let me look.
This is definitely after.
This occurred before 2 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah. Look, I have a feeling it's after, because I called him and then I was just like, "Hey, just so you know, you overbooked." I guarantee you he forgot that he told you guys that weekend.
So the let me see.
He's listening to this, furious also.
Yeah, I know.
Because you know Lewis is watching this and they're in an airport together. So.
Yeah, let me see. The conversation we had happened around 2 o'clock yesterday.
This was before 2 p.m. because we did it before we recorded Spook Show.
Yeah, I got here and we started at 2.
He first texted us.
Fuck him.
He first texted us at 12:42, and then we started responding around 2.
You know what? I'm the booker for Old Man Hustle now.
Yeah. Yeah, so I understand it is just, like, it doesn't bother me. It's just, like, the way he tried, like, the lack of communication is what's funny, where it's like, we wouldn't care if you just told us, "Hey, Dave wants to add another show." We'd be like, "Oh, yeah, he's more successful and has more of a following than us. That makes sense."
Hey, Dave can't stop selling tickets to these retarded libertarians.
Yeah, it's like
they vote with their dollars.
Yeah, go look, guys.
Nerds,
guys,
can't stop seeing Dave.
Go to Dave's town hall meeting this Sunday. Enjoy it. Get inspired. Storm another Capitol building, and then come to our show on Father's Day.
I did the show with Dave and Robbie in Philly, and Six was hosting. And they brought me up, and I was like, "Oh, it's a bunch of people from Philadelphia who are committed to the non-aggression principle." And they all clapped. There's like fucking bunch of bullying victims in this room.
All right.
Pardon me, I got a bit of
a little
just getting over my cough from last week.
That was the peek behind the curtain, folks.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a look at some stories. I want to talk about this James Corden thing, because this is the one funny thing he does on his show.
Cleaned up you.
Buster for Jones.
Yeah.
So he has a segment on the show called "Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts," where he asks celebrities a question, and they have a choice of eating something gross or answering the question. And it'll be something like,
I thought it was a Mike Andriano porn.
It'll be like somebody on SNL. And he'll be like, "Who's the worst host that you've ever had to deal with?" Or stuff like, "Of all the products you advertise, which one would you never buy in real life?"
Yeah. Oh, so something they definitely, because he's on
Kratom's.
he's on like CBS, right?
The worst part about the Ridge Wallet is I can't keep any Kratom in it.
Yeah.
That is the worst part of the Ridge Wallet.
Yeah.
the Ridge Wallet. Are you too stupid to have a wallet?
Dude, I'm
a front-facing wallet. It's a money clip.
Dude, I'm fucking. You know how WWE, when you know something wonky's gonna happen, when they bring out the old ring?
Yeah,
that's me. When you see my old wallet, I'm clearly on cocaine. Like,
yeah. I have a sheepskin leather wallet.
Look at you,
$70.
Ooh, fancy boy.
Bought it in Fort Worth.
I was gonna say you bought that at Burlington Co. Factory.
No,
for
I bought it at Overland Sheepskin Leather Emporium in downtown Fort Worth.
I bought an alligator skin wallet. And when I got it, somebody was like, "You know, that's a baby alligator, right? Where'd you get that?" And then they looked at my package and like, "Yeah, Korea, you bought a baby alligator."
Nice.
So what?
Kind of cooler.
Kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just needed one alligator, but I used the whole alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah, you used like the Indians
like
with
the Native
buffalo.
Americans.
Yeah.
All right, so this segment is apparently that where James Corden makes people eat gross shit is coming under fire as people believe it contributes to anti-Asian hate, which is basically people admitting...
Oh, they ate a dog!
That Asians eat some weird shit. Shannon, can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, so they shared one clip on the article that I can share. I'll show you real quick.
She's a sideways pussy.
Your wife, Haley, has some very famous friends that she is really close to.
Yeah, right.
Is that Nick Mullen?
Rank these friends of hers from your favorite to your least favorite. Gigi Hadid.
Should I do it?
Hang on, wait.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner, and Cara Delevingne.
You know, Kendall
from your
Jenner
favorite is. To your least favorite.
All right.
There's no way you're going to answer this.
All right. Kendall, Gigi, Cara Delevingne.
Oh my God!
What?
So Kendall's the favorite.
Hold on, here's the thing.
Hang on.
So you're
pause it on the food real quick, because I don't even think the foods are that Asian-y.
Yeah, it's like bull penis, ant yogurt.
I can see head cheese in the shot.
Yeah, there's head cheese, ant yogurt. I've seen stuff like eyeballs.
What's ant yogurt? Just yogurt with ants in it?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too bad.
No, it's when your aunt comes really.
It's when your aunt has a yeast infection?
Yeah.
Scoop it out.
It keeps clicking away from the screen.
Oh. All right, don't worry about
it. Just fucking scrape it off your uncle's face. Yeah.
Dolores has been having a lot of unprotected sex, and she's got the ant yogurt.
Oh, yeah, there's also like cow semen.
Yeah, these are things that I do not associate with Asians.
Yeah, see, I think this is just... and what group is Matt? Like, is there like a special like... Ching Chong Action Force.
You nailed it, Zach. It's the Ching Chong Action Force. They sprung into action. There's a lot of speed lines behind them.
It's the guys in the closet in UHF.
Supplies! My favorite joke in any movie.
So good.
Shannon, go ahead.
There's a TikToker. Her name is Kim.
No, her name is TikTok.
Her name is Kim Saira, Saira. She's 24. She launched a change.org petition titled Remove Spill Your Gut segment on The Late Late Show with James Corden. And for the purpose of that, she feels it perpetuates the stereotype that Asians eat gross shit.
You know what really perpetuates that stereotype?
Saying
that Asians eat gross shit.
Yeah, dude. Go to Canal Street. It smells like shit over there.
It is. Stop doing it then. If you stop hanging upside down ducks in your window.
First of all, that's delicious.
That is delicious.
Well, yeah, it's weird to look at. I don't want to see an upside down skinned duck.
I
kind of like that.
Yeah, I kind of like
it's
that.
It's more
dude.
Like just the rotting fish and.
Well, that's just more just gutting all those fish every
yeah.
day.
I mean, they just. The way they prepare food and get it ready, it reeks up the whole neighborhood.
And then, like, not only that, like.
Fair enough.
There's one Asian country literally just outlawed eating pets.
Really?
Because there
but
was...
But that's like sodomy laws. It's like, how do you police that?
I'll be honest. I don't even really understand the... Who cares? Eat a pet. I'm not going to do it. I don't think it's that gross.
But like the way they're handled and shipped also.
That's gross.
Because there was... I can't remember what country it was in China. Maybe you could look this up. There was a strike at like a shipping quarters. Mm-hmm. And they had hamsters, cats, dogs, and something else in little boxes on pallets. And they went on strike and just left them there for weeks.
Oh, that's pretty rough.
And they all died. And like a rescue organization had to come in to like sift through the bodies.
Like, Asian people do worse things to animals than eat them. Like those little turtles that are just born in the fucking little bag and then die on your keychain. Have you seen those?
What?
Yeah, that's like a
thing. Pokemon?
Like a real life Pokemon.
It's like a real life Pokemon. They have Bulbasaurs?
There's like baby. Yeah, there's like baby turtles that are just vacuum sealed in water and Shannon, see if you could find that in like laminate. And they used to sell them in China. Yeah, like in street markets and.
That's
shit.
Why they had to make Tamagotchis because they're like you can't keep killing turtles. Yeah. Just take this little.
Just this thing.
Just let this thing die. It's not real.
Tamagotchi was just a vape for murdering an animal.
Yes,
on your keychain.
Yes. Tamagotchi was the vape of animal murder.
How many Tamagotchis did you beat to death?
I never had one.
I beat my Tamagotchi to death when I was mad as a kid. I had the alien. and it had like a punish button where you hit it, and I accidentally beat it to death.
Yeah, no, I never did that. I never had a
It kept shitting on the floor.
I had a Furby. Remember Furby?
That's a little past. I mean, I remember him. I think that's a little past. I was a little old for it to have
that. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I was around the Furby generation. Furby and Beanie Babies.
Now, did the Furby turn off?
Yeah, I think so.
It wasn't just like yapping all night,
no,
was it?
No, you could turn it on and play with it. It would talk to you, tell you to kill your family.
Nice.
It was Taiwan in 2017 that became the first country in East Asia to officially ban the consumption of dog and cat meat.
But it's the only country.
It was the first one.
What, has anybody followed suit?
Hold on. In 2020 in India, they passed an animal slaughter bill which would effectively ban dogs from being slaughtered.
Hmm. I'm telling you, you go to those countries, though, there's just dogs
in India,
walking around.
And the "you kicked my dog" law.
Yeah.
Oh, classic racism.
Somebody, my buddy Tyler told me a funny joke. Like at a Chinese restaurant, when it says no outside food or drinks, that also means no dogs allowed. So shout out to Tyler for that beautiful racist joke.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
All right, I just think this is up. First of all, if you're a 24-year-old girl, just stop putting things out. Like, you have nothing to contribute.
Yeah, that's it. So
I guarantee you, what's the girl's name? Can you pull up a picture of this
chick? Even Saya? Yeah.
I guarantee it's a white chick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Here's what's so weird is, like, Asians are always just like, we get made fun of for the stuff we bring to school for lunch. It's like, they just give you free lunch in school. You could just eat that also.
Yeah, maybe don't eat a hard-boiled egg on a bus.
She's Asian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, she's cute.
Then what? Then that's also like kind of dumb. Well, why the fuck would? You know what I mean? Like, why was she?
That's like a priest complaining about there being too many hot kids in a movie. It's like you're kind of giving yourself up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. This is just she's just mentally ill. You see? I called it mental health awareness.
Yeah, of course she's crazy.
Yeah, there we go. Nailed it. This has nothing to do with being Asian. This has everything to do with just being a dumb woman.
That's fair.
She has BPD.
It's fair. She is just a stupid clam.
Yeah.
Covered in black bean sauce.
Yeah, she's a stupid clams casino.
The petition has 12,000 signatures so far.
Really?
Yeah.
What even happened? So nothing happened in that clip we just watched. They're just mad that there's goofy food on the table?
Dude, yes.
I remember, did I ever tell you the story when me and my buddies were in a crowded bar? We went across the street on St. Mark's, which is a Japanese place across from Paul McCabe's. And we're just sitting there. We had a beer in there. We're going to go back to this birthday party. And fucking, we ordered the grossest thing on the menu, which was squid and squid liver oil. It was like $2. It was like a small little plate. And the waiter was like, no. Like, he was like,
really?
No. And he's like, you're not going to like this. And I was like, we know. That's why we're ordering it. We couldn't finish three bites of this between the three of us.
Yeah,
and he was like, I told you. And we're like, yeah, we know. Because it's gross. Think about what that is called. Squid in squid liver oil. What do you have to do to acquire that taste?
Right. Yeah. Have you ever had a durian?
No.
Oh, the stinky fruit?
Dude. I was at
my nickname in college.
Yeah. I was at a Chinese tea house over on Prince Street, and they had a durian cake.
Okay.
And I'd heard of durian.
I've had like the candy and shit.
Yeah, I'd heard of durian. I knew it was like the rotting flesh fruit. Mm-hmm. Like it smells disgusting. You can't have it in your apartment.
It's illegal to eat in public in the Philippines because it deters tourism.
Yeah, exactly. And so I ordered it and the waitress was like, are you sure you want this? And I was like, yeah, let me try it. And I was with a friend of mine, and like we each took like one bite, and we're like, oh my god, this tastes like rotting flesh.
Yeah. See.
So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no durians.
And by the way, I would like to backtrack a little. There's lots of gross shit in other cultures. Chris, I know that you and I both have a taste for the camembert cheese.
Oh yeah, which is fucking stinky as shit.
Which smells like homeless feet.
Forget that. Sicilians eat spleen sandwiches. They still sell them. Joseph Avenue U still sells spleen sandwiches.
I'm interested in that.
It's not as good. I knew you would be, and I'm telling you, I've done the work for you.
I love a good pig ear taco.
Where is it that they, I think it's Peru, they eat guinea pigs? I want to try that.
My buddy lived.
Wait, me?
My buddy had a very, whatever country, it was a very specific country grocery store in his neighborhood. But that was just his grocery store he went to every day. And I went with him. and they had guinea pigs in the freezer section.
Oh my God.
Skinned just in like, but like the way you would have chicken breasts, like on like the yellow foam.
And you were like, Uncle Angelo, this is what happened.
Yeah, what is your, what would be you got? Because Zach, I know you like food challenges and stuff. What would be your limit? Like, what's the dish that if it was presented to you, you'd be like, I can't eat this.
Some texture stuff fucks me up.
Is there an animal that would be like if?
Actually, Shannon, can you look up? I just saw there's a thing going around right now of people making fried cicadas.
Oh my God. Eat that.
Yeah, I would try that.
And here's the crazy thing: I spent time in Asia, ate nothing that gross. Fucking. Mexico, I'm eating bugs, Aunt Laura for tacos. It's like, it's not an Asian thing.
Right.
Americans are just fucking spoiled and rich, so we eat like, that's why we don't eat like fucking, like in Asia, dark meat is more popular than white meat, but here we're just like very like, eh, finicky. We're just kind of finicky cunts. It's a very American thing to ban this thing.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, I saw people straight up like deep frying them in like Tupperwares, and I was like, that looks pretty good.
I also saw something recently that they were chocolate covering them.
Cicadas?
I'll try either.
I've eaten a big cricket like this big. Pretty good.
Would you guys, but would what if, would you go to the edge? What if you were presented with like a dog or a cat?
No, I couldn't.
Possibly human.
I would eat human
before I ate a dog or a cat.
Really?
100%.
So my buddy went to Vietnam for a month, came back, and he's like a fucking drunk asshole. I was like, what you do? He's like, oh, I ate dog. I was like, that's all you got? You've been gone for a month. And then, like, I got other shit out of him. He was like, I figured that'd be the thing you're most interested in. I was like, how was it? He was like, yeah, it's fine. He's like, I wouldn't go out of my way.
It can't be better than pork.
No, definitely
like
it, not.
I don't have any moral objection to it. I personally wouldn't eat it, but it can't taste better than the meats we already eat.
I don't know, maybe.
Maybe.
Souls are delicious.
What do you think Shang Tsung is doing? Can you bring in a puppy?
No. I found a video where they're deep frying the cicadas.
Yeah, please.
This year, there are a lot of cicadas everywhere.
They're huge.
In my area. So I just picked up this many from my backyard in about 5 minutes. I know a lot of small animals eat them, and some birds eat them as well. So recently,
Shannon, would you do this?
Human beings.
I can't
eat
look
them.
At it. I can't.
So I'm going to try it today.
Do you not like bugs?
To be honest, this thing is not very different from a shrimp, in my opinion. They both have shells and a lot of proteins inside of that shell, a pair of claws, and some legs. So let's get started.
I'll be honest, the hind quarter might gross me out.
Zach, I feel like you're going to bite into it and it's going to be creamy in the back.
Yeah, that's
like Lion King.
That, I would eat one and then I'd be like,
yeah.
Damn, I'm just thinking. Now that we know this about Shannon, you should make her watch like Candyman or something.
Oh no, Shannon has a no bugs rule.
Really?
When she does spook show, I respect her rights.
I appreciate it greatly. And every time I go on, I'm like, "There's no bugs, right?"
I respect her rights.
Wow, I didn't know it was that bad. All right,
let's do it on this show. Fried up. Lewis gets the heat for this.
Hell yeah, dude!
Just right in there.
Or cooking them.
I don't like how much they're popping.
I know, dude. You gotta wear an apron.
No breading, nothing.
I saw him do it with breading, like it was chicken poppers.
I thought you were gonna say chicken parm. And
no.
I'm like, you don't mix fucking seafood and cheese.
Yeah, this is awful. This looks gross.
No, I would do this.
I mean, I would eat it just out of curiosity, but this looks fucking terrible.
Shannon, how much?
You gotta season it, yeah.
How much to eat three of them?
$1,000.
Like this, where you could, it looks like a bug still?
You could eat,
you could put any condiment on it.
One further, deep fried. So it's got a breading on it.
Do bugs shit?
Yeah, of course.
Like, I'm just wondering how much shit would be in each one of those.
First of all, yeah. Do you eat shrimp?
Yeah.
You ever see a black line in a shrimp?
I know. Shrimp, oysters, they all got shit in them. I'm thinking about the shit in these cicadas, too. Mm. How much shit are we eating?
A bug's worth of shit in there.
Yeah. Okay. So you take that into consideration, Shannon. There's going to be some shit in these cicadas. Yeah.
That's the least of my worries.
Yeah. Shannon would chow down on a pile of shit before a pile of bugs.
Yeah, Shannon, would you...
Get this crappy bug out of here. I'm trying to munch down on some caca.
Yeah, here's the challenge we're presenting with Shannon on the show. You could either eat a bug or drink a glass of diarrhea.
Oh, God.
Yeah, if you want to keep your job.
For the cicadas, I'd say like 20,000.
For three of them?
Yeah. Are you expecting a lot more?
No, I was expecting like $1,000.
Oh.
For $20,000, you got to eat that whole plate.
It sounds like this
That's
is
a lot of money. And once That's one twice them... what Lewis pays you a year.
True. Once one of them is like in my mouth. You know, I feel like I could just, I may as well just put the whole handful in my mouth and just get it down.
Yeah,
just,
she's also talking sounds like about she's at, yeah. black guys.
Sounds like somebody who works on SDR. Yeah.
we were all trying to get to the same joke.
I gave that right to you guys.
Hey guys, let's take a quick second, thank one of our favorite sponsors and favorite supporters of the Real Ass Podcast, and that's Fume. It's a natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of super plants on the go. It's a Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no electronics and cores filled only with the benefits of super plants with no chemicals added. Fume is a natural and portable tool for allergy relief, relaxation, and a great nicotine replacement tool with its pocket fit.
I thought the only super plant was tobacco until I found Fume.
Yeah, who knew? And there's a bunch of different cores to help people with different things. There's black pepper for tobacco cravings. We got bubbly lime, shield, conker, lemon berry bliss. Everybody at the office has been using Fume. They love it. Check out the variety of blends and their benefits at breathefume.com. That's BREATHEFUME.com. And you're going to use the code REAL for 10% off on your order today.
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
I've used this.
The black pepper ones actually do help. Like, I was smoking a lot of cigars during the pandemic. I've been trying to cut down, and like, I've been looking for different things to help me with the cravings, and it helps a little bit. You were using it too.
I am extremely addicted to nicotine. Sometimes I find myself vaping while I have a snooze pouch in my upper lip. It's going to kill me. And before I lost my Fume, this actually does help. Like, I find it to be quite relaxing and helps with the cravings and just puts my head in a good place so I don't vape. But right, hey, if you got another one laying around, I need it.
Yeah, so guys, if you need something to help deal with the ritual of smoking, or if you just you want to change it up a little, try breathefume.com, promo code REAL, get 10% off, tell them the international superstar sent you. All right, I would eat it, fuck it. I want to look at Kid Rock saying faggot. That's not on the sheet, it's just something I felt like.
My name is Fag! Fag Rock!
Okay, here you go. It's just him yelling at some rant, his son.
Oh good, it's TMZ.
Oh nice.
Future. Fuck your iPhone! Yeah. You can post this dick right now!
I like how he still has Wigger mannerisms.
I love it. I love Kid Rock. I love this.
Okay. You know. Is this at Kid Rock's own restaurant? Because if so, you're in his territory and he's allowed to say whatever he wants. Shannon, do you have any information?
Hold on. I have what he responded with, but let me just...
Kid Rock owns a restaurant?
Kid Rock has a honky-tonk in Nashville. We've discussed it before.
Uh-huh.
With four floors of live music.
Okay.
And he continually ignored all the mask mandates.
Hell yes.
They have giant parties. So
he's just Guy Fieri in the South?
Yes.
That's he's great. Amazing. It's incredible because he's one of those guys who's just... You can't cancel him. You can't get rid of Kid Rock.
No, he's got an audience of like millions of fucking insane people.
He's like... He's just the white trash eternal. He's just always going to be here, always with us.
On another episode, we talked about one of my favorite things to do is to go on Kid Rock Only God Knows Why on YouTube and read the comments, because it's always like 8 days sober off of methamphetamines, and this song's really helping me carry through it.
Dude, I love that. Yeah, when I was growing up in the South, when that song, that duet song he did, the I Put Your Picture Away, that was played many a night in my home while my dad was drinking. So, I've strong ties to Mr. Rock.
Shannon, was that in Kid Rock's honky tonk?
No, it was at a place called Fish Lips Bar and Grill.
Was this?
Come on, stop! Leave Kid Rock alone at Fish Lips.
Yeah,
all right?
Come on, man. He's just having a good time at Fish Lips.
Yeah, by the way, he tweeted this in character. So, if Kid Rock using the word faggot offends you, good chance you are one. Perfect. You know what? I was really going to try and take the other angle on this one, but he really just said...
Doubles down.
If Kid Rock using the word faggot offends you, good chance you are one.
Woo! Slam dunk, dude.
Either way,
Chad, you have the real ass dude of the week.
Come on.
Either way, hold on. The rest of that tweet is great. Yeah. He said, either way, I know he has a lot of love for his gay friends, and I will have a talk with him. First of all, I don't like...
Is Bob Ritchie his real name?
Is that his Richard Bachman?
Yeah. No, Bob Ritchie is his real name.
So Bob Ritchie is speaking on behalf of Kara. He's going
to
have a talk with
Kara. I don't like him and fucking Hulk Hogan getting to be like, we've been playing characters this whole time.
Hulk Hogan signs his tweets HH.
Yes.
No, but I'll tell you this.
Because the best ever Hulk Hogan tweet was that somebody took a shit on the floor of his gym, and he just took a picture of a turd and went, saw this morning, Hulk Hogan. Hope my daughter doesn't date it. Hulk Hogan. What were you going to say, Chris?
No, because he tried to get out of the whole fucking N-word shit.
Yeah.
By saying, oh, Hulk Hogan said that.
Yeah, this is me, Terry, speaking now. On behalf of Hulk Hogan is very sorry.
He put on the bandana in court because Hulk Hogan had to testify, not Terry Bollea.
That's smart, man. That's what Alex Jones did. He was like, I'm just doing a character.
Yeah, they all do that event. Jerry Springer.
I'll do
me
it
eventually.
Yeah, we're all going to do that one day.
I'm playing a cat. No, I'm very liberal.
I don't even use my real name.
Come on. Okay, so Kid Rock, God bless. Now, am I crazy? Kid Rock was crazy rich growing up. Like, he had like a private tennis court.
He's a rich kid, yeah.
So, because he goes by this whole fucking Grits for Breakfast fucking...
Which is a great album. The Grit Sandwiches for Breakfast.
Yeah, that whole shit.
Grit Sandwiches?
He was born like crazy. Like, was that like a real estate guy?
I don't know. I know.
Kid Rock's childhood home.
Hold on. As somebody who's really actually white trash from the South, can you explain to me what a fucking grit sandwich is?
I've never had one. I imagine it would just be a grits on bread.
It seems like an open-faced mush sandwich.
Yeah,
sounds
terrible.
That sounds fucking awful. Why would you just keep the bread out of your grits?
I mean, it sounds like something poor people would eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's when people have like sugar sandwiches.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
this is Kid Rock's childhood home. This is from the streets, Kid Rock. Private tennis court. You know what? I forgive him. Just for that tweet.
Yeah, and this is like, but also it's like, this is every artist. They're all rich kids.
Yeah, a lot of people who get on, especially if you're like a white rapper, your parents have some sort of connection.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I don't fault him for being a rich kid. I love that he's committed to this bit.
Yeah. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rich.
He's a real ass dude. All right, let's take a look at this next story. Minnesota trooper pleads guilty to sending himself nudes.
Can we have two real ass dudes?
From a suspect's phone. All right, before we even get into this story, let he who has not taken somebody else's phone, texted themselves nudes, and then deleted the text, cast the first stone. So somebody else handle this.
I mean, I've never done that.
I have 100% done that. Do not leave your phone around me unlocked.
I'll tell you this. I've had friends who worked in service centers at cell phone stores, and they'll just mass text nudes of hot chicks that come in the store.
Nice, dude. I didn't even think about it. I always wondered, like, what happened. Because, you know, I'm sure that used to happen with, like, one-hour photos. And I wondered what that looks like now. And I guess it is just Indian guys grabbing your phone and stealing your nudes.
Yes, it was an Indian guy.
As opposed to an old Chinese couple seeing your parents having sex.
Yeah, exactly. Developing the fun saver.
It's just happy birthday at the bottom. Yeah.
I remember my dad, because he was a veteran. He went to Saudi Arabia. He had, like, fun saver, like, disposable camera pictures of, like, charred corpses in the Arabian desert. And I was like, who developed these?
Yeah, what the fuck? That's fucking hilarious to drop something like that off.
I know, right? Like some like Robin Williams guy, like 1 hour photo.
I feel like they probably didn't even, at some point, those machines were just like, you put the roll in, the photos come out in the envelope, right?
Yeah. Well, this was back in like the late 80s, early 90s that these were developed.
Yeah, but I don't think it was some guy with like a cigarette dangling out, rocking a tray, developing your dad's fucking 5x7.
No, I don't know how it works. He may have never seen them, but it is funny. I imagine somebody saw those pictures and was like, what the fuck happened with this guy?
I look, you got to be bored working in those places. I'm thumbing through literally every, at least give a good, like a flip book.
Yeah.
See if there's anything good in there. after day one, you're going to be doing that, right? Yeah.
How many people do you think have seen like a developed photo, either a Polaroid or like a 5x7 like that, of one of their parents fucking?
Oh, Polaroids? I would say 10,000 people.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty common.
Like, you got to, like, as soon, like, old people die and there's just a box of Polaroids somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, there, everybody has, like, shit like that, right?
When
like,
you were growing up, did anybody ever find their mom's dildo?
No. No, I grew up in such a religious part of the country that...
You found your dad's dildo?
I found my dad. Yeah, I found the strap on.
His name was Tyler. We heard that earlier.
None of that. I don't know if I ever even walked in on my parents having sex.
My buddy, who will remain nameless, found his mother's purple sparkly dildo in her bedroom because he went into her room to get an undershirt because she accidentally put his clothes in her drawer. And underneath his clothes was her dildo. And we talked about it for the next 4 years.
Nice.
My friend Gina's, we were at my friend Gina's house, and behind her parents' bed was a porn catalog with BDSM and trans porn. And then her parents came home, we panicked, threw the magazine, and I had on like a gothy fucking spiked bracelet, and her dad grabbed me by the wrist and goes, "Hey, can I borrow that to use it on my wife?"
Nice.
And Chris, I don't know if you remember this. When I think it was WNEW still, Opie and Anthony did a thing where they told kids to go into their parents' bedside drawer.
And just tell them what was in it?
And call up and tell them what you found.
Jesus.
And I did it. I didn't call, but I went into my dad's side of like the drawer on the side of the bed. And it was a sexy music cassette, condoms, which, boo, mom, boo.
Yeah, that's, every time you talk about that your mom and dad used condoms, I mean, I guess IUDs didn't exist.
I don't fucking, boo. Or they just hated me that much.
Well, that's what you,
I think I did find condoms in our bathroom once.
Half a jar of Vaseline. Like the fucking, like the one they
Oh, I mean, maybe the condoms was just so your dad didn't have the old chocolate covered strawberry going.
Oh, yeah. Of
Vaseline, but it was like the one they tossed the guy in Kill Bill. Like it was just scooped out. And
you had to get past all those bristles. They didn't have Brazilians back then.
Chocolate body paint.
Ooh, whoa.
Edible body paint.
Your parents are cool.
Yeah.
Because my dad, no joke, I think my dad's bedside nightstand just had like a gun and ammunition in it.
Well, you didn't need anything else then.
Yeah, exactly. Dude,
a girl I used to hook up with back in the day said, she was like, we were in high school, and she was just like, she said she went to like ask her mom to put like vapor rub on her because she was like sick. And she was like, that's not vapor rub. She realized it was like Vaseline. And I was just like, she was like, so like, I mean, I guess maybe she's just getting older. And I was like, no, your mom's taking it in the shitter.
No, I think it's also, I think it's for dry pussy.
First of all, Vaseline is not good lube. You should not be using that in a sex situation.
Well, then I don't know.
Like, what is happening?
Yeah, because I think if you use that with a condom, it'll destroy the condom because it's oil.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we're three adults.
Yeah.
And none of us know the answer to this.
Who the fuck is it? First of all, he just started fucking. Neither of us ever used condoms ever.
Well, petroleum jelly. Hold on. Yep, doesn't say. Oh, well.
Water-based lube was also very available when we were coming up.
I like to think my mom had a dry pussy.
Not when she was with me.
Oh, mom's charging for it again? God damn it. I gotta help her out. I heard my parents fuck when I was a kid. And I can put an event on it that will date exactly when it happened. Mm-hmm. Because, my parents are still together, so I'm thinking 7th grade, 8th grade. And I know the next day I went to Suncoast Video and bought the South Park movie. Because I told my friend Tyler about it. In the middle of the night, couldn't sleep, and I just heard the bed springs. And then, like a fucking movie, it went... And I was like, well, my dad came. And the worst part about it, if you would like to feel worse about this, I hear them both get up. I hear my dad go get a glass of water. And at I had to be 12 or 13 at this point. So like a teenager.
Right.
My mom came into my room and checked on me to see if I was breathing. You know, like an infant.
Right.
So after my mom got plowed out, she walked in and I had to pretend to be asleep and she put her hand on my chest.
That's why her pussy was so wet when Dalton was fucking her. You guys are the same person.
And I have been haunted by that. Whoop, Vaseline can be used as lube. It's not always a good option for personal lubrication for intercourse. It may reduce friction during sex. It can also introduce bacteria that could lead to infection. Oh, so my mom's got a gross dry pussy. Awesome. Yeah,
that's, by the way, it sounds like Vaseline can't be used as a lube.
Yeah. You can... it'll lube up your puss, yeah. But it's also then going to fall out later.
Yeah.
Have you tried peanut butter?
Yeah.
That I will never forget my freshly fucked mother putting her hand on my chest to listen to me breathe.
Nice. That's sweet.
And that's how you make a comedian.
Yeah. I remember I don't know if my parents even ever had sex. They were so sexless, but I do remember my dad always had like rotten luck with poison ivy. He seemed to always be covered in it. And I remember I walked in one time on my mom either giving him a hand job or just coating his dick in calamine. Because
mom was fucking so little that he fucked a tree.
Pretty much, yeah. Because it was like causing legit health problems. Like his face was swollen shut and he was having trouble breathing. And she had to like cover his whole body in calamine lotion.
So what did you witness?
I just walked in. He was naked, and there was all that. It was just covered in pink. It looked like Ghostbusters 2. It was just like he was covered in all the calamine, and she had his dick in her hands. It was like calamine lotion.
Was it hard?
It wasn't hard, but I remember it being big. So that could have just been...
I mean, every time you see an adult cock when you're small...
You always... Yeah,
it's like, dad, whoa!
Your dad's dick just fucking...
And I remember many
burns
times...
in your brain.
I remember many times as a kid going up to my dad and nut checking him. And I always... I cupped his dick a few times. And I remember thinking, damn,
he's got a heft.
Yeah.
I remember my dad's dick looked like Alf's nose. Bring up Alf? This is exactly what my dad's greasy Italian dick looks like.
Wait, it's ribbed for her pleasure?
My dad's dick reminds to this. That is my dad's dick.
First of all,
speaking of Asians,
why does your dad's dick look like a Persian carpet salesman?
It's burned in my brain. That's the head of my dad's dick. It's just with one hole.
I was just thinking, speaking of Asians,
and that's why you got the piercing.
Yep.
Didn't Alf also eat cats?
Yes.
Wasn't that so Alf wasn't even an alien. He was just Chinese.
Asian life form?
Yeah, Asian life form.
I'm so sorry. All right, so we never even got into the
Yeah,
Minnesota
what happened
trooper.
With this Minnesota
what happened with this trooper?
He killed George Floyd.
This is what he looks like.
Oh, yeah, that's a guy who sends himself nudes.
So it was a 25-year-old woman that was pulled over for...
Come on, that's entrapment.
Who was pulled over for a suspected DWI
Oh, that's
crash.
Double entrapment.
This guy, Albert Kuhne, K-U-E-H-N-E, was 37.
Officer Kuhne.
He was charged with two felony harassment accounts. So what happened was her phone was connected to her iPad through the cloud. After she had gotten home, her boyfriend noticed that messages were being sent to an unknown number, and they ended up...
What are you sending to this coon?
It said instant messages containing nude photographs of the victim to an unknown phone. And the boyfriend contacted the unknown phone number, and the person at the other end of the call eventually identified themselves as the defendant.
Oh, you moron.
Yeah, first of all, what are you doing airdropping to your own number?
No, what you do is you text it to yourself and then delete the text on their side.
Yeah, but if you have if the iMessages are connected to multiple devices, okay. They're going to be on multiple devices, right? Shannon, you have an iPhone,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how some of our friends got caught.
He's a cop, right?
Yeah, as a state trooper. And
he pulled her over?
Yeah, for a DWI.
He could have just raped her. Why is he doing all this? What?
Because she was knocked out and drunk?
Yeah.
Show me how you suck a guy's cock.
He had all the power over her.
You have to smoke a little grass?
Do you know what he's referencing?
I have no idea.
Bad Lieutenant. You should watch that movie.
Oh, I've seen Port of Call New Orleans.
No, you gotta watch
that. I have not seen the original. Harvey Keitel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
come on, you gotta see Harvey Keitel Hang Dong.
I know. Yeah. It's on the list.
So he airdropped it to himself, boyfriend catch. And what's he charged with? I'm sorry.
Two
being
charges.
The man? Fucking ruling?
It's at two felony harassment accounts that could possibly carry a 5-year prison sentence.
Oof.
Damn.
Is he fired or is he?
No way. Yeah, he's going to get fired.
Yeah, he was put on administrative leave for 4 months and then fired. But I don't have what the sentence was.
Mm. It's funny that the hammer comes down harder for cops when they fuck with white women than when they kill black people.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's like all he did was.
Wait, do we know she was white? I didn't even see a picture.
Oh, yeah, she could be.
I haven't seen a picture of her.
What was there a name?
Yeah.
Coon.
Hold on one second. Oh, no, it doesn't. It doesn't reveal her name either.
Because she's a victim of a sex crime, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking this stupid country.
I know. It's all topsy-turvy.
Yeah, what the fuck are we doing?
That is hilarious that there's cops right now on paid leave because they murdered a child.
Right. And this guy
was just like, hey, I'm going to send myself this girl's pussy real quick.
This guy just wanted to see titties and he's going to jail.
To be fair, though, he admitted it like an idiot.
Yeah.
Right.
He fucked up. Don't you just snap your phone? If the boyfriend starts texting you, don't you just
move. You hire.
Just get a new number.
You find a guy like Robert Forrester in Breaking Bad. Yeah, you disappear.
You immediately call fucking some. You just immediately call the phone company and just be like, I need a new number. Somebody's harassing me.
Yeah, I need a new number. I'm being, yeah.
But this guy had a whole life and it would be like at this point, if you change your phone number and you're not a chick, and even if a chick at this point changes her phone number, I'm like, what did you do to some dude? You know what I mean? Like, if you change your phone number in 2021, it's kind of like, what the fuck were you up to that somebody's fucking with your phone number this fucking much?
Yeah.
Because you could just block people, too. Like, it's, you know, you got to be a real fucking pig.
Yeah, sounds like a lot has happened if you're changing your number.
Yeah.
Yeah, you burned a group of people.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
For either money or, like, you fucked a bunch of people behind somebody's back.
Or you're just poor and you keep buying, like, Boost Burners. Mobile. Yeah.
But even then, you have 90 days to pay your Boost Mobile bill before they completely take your number away from you.
Right.
Like, you just, and it's like $20 to turn the fucking phone back on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. You gotta be real fucking, so I think that's what he was worried about. What a fucking idiot, though. Look, how are you that, cops are fucking retarded. How are you that stupid? Just don't do that. Like Dalton said, just she's knocked out, open her shirt, take a quick pic. There you go. If he actually sexually assaulted that girl, he'd be free.
It's got to be, right? Honestly, what
you just walk up to her and throw vodka on her and be like, looks like we're in a predicament now.
She was in a car crash because of a DUI, no? There you go.
Suspected DWI.
Yeah. She was knocked out, drunk. Click, click. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Squeaky, squeaky. Yeah.
All right. Nurse attempts to prove that the vaccine made her magnetic.
Oh, this is pretty fucking... I saw this. This is pretty fucking stupid.
Shit. Is the vaccine creating X-Men? I'll get it if that's the case. If I get... Do I get mutant powers?
You still didn't get it?
I have an appointment.
Okay. I don't even bother. Everybody else is vaccinated. You're fine.
Yeah, then that means just make everybody else get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this isn't the full video.
Oh, it goes to it.
Okay.
It's just a whole bunch of extra shit.
All right, so apparently this lady...
Well, it's been going around. A few people have said that the vaccine is attracting magnets.
I found out something when I was on lunch, and I wanted to show it to you. We were talking about Dr. Tenpenny's testimony about magnetic vaccine crystals. So this is what I found out.
Dr. Tenpenny, the king of the Jews?
Well...
Explain to me why the key sticks to me.
Because you are perspiring, lady.
Sticks to my neck too.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. You can see in her eyes that she's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so if somebody can explain this, that would be great.
That's a crazy person. That's a lady. That's. Pause it.
Any questions?
That's what they call a Karen. That's the lady that yells at you in like the grocery store parking lot or
hold on.
CVS.
She just at the end of that said, any questions? Do we have the questions? Are you off your meds, lady?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I didn't know that this was a thing. I've seen this on TikTok, like people sticking metal to them, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on with
this?
It's
fucking fake.
And apparently people think the vaccine, I didn't realize that. I guess people think the vaccine is turning them into Magneto.
Yeah. Well, I know what it is people are sticking. For a while, people were sticking magnets on themselves and being like, oh, it's the metal, it's the RFID chips in the thing. There's not enough metal or magnets that they could put in a fucking vaccine and make something stick to you in a liquid, in a small vial of liquid.
And I know this is hack to say, but all these people are talking about being tracked by the government on their telephones.
Yeah, on TikTok.
On TikTok that they keep on them with facial recognition software.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't need, like, that's the funny thing.
We carry our own identification chips on us at all times.
Yeah, it's like, I think there's a certain...
We just said a minute ago, if you change your phone number, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a certain amount of skepticism that's healthy when it comes to things like this, but the idea that this is what's going to be used to track you is, it's like, they've already got you. Yeah. Like, we're defeated.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, Huawei has fucking smart cities that can literally track your steps. Like the fucking, there's circuitry in the sidewalks and shit. Like it know they know where you
are. I would hate to get that letter. Zach, you gotta get out more.
Yeah. Are you getting your steps in, buddy? You get a letter from the government like, hey man, we're worried about you.
Zach, this is
your social score's in the negative, Zach.
Yeah.
Great news, fans. Yo Kratom has launched a new site called Yo Delta. That's right. It's a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. If you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the states where Delta 8 is legal, which is most of them, it's time to stock up and have a summer of Delta 8. Guys, Delta 8's great. It's something found in weed. It can be legally shipped nationwide and get you high. They gave us some gummies. They gave us some vapes. We tried them out, and guess what? They effing work, okay? Every time I've tried it, it has been very good, very potent, and gets you where you got to be. And if you're living in a state where weed's illegal, you don't want to have to call up somebody of, let's say, a questionable ethnicity who wants to come over, hang out, maybe try and fuck your chick.
Or the individual.
Yeah. Somebody you just don't want in your house, maybe. Well, guess what? If you go to Yo Delta, they'll deliver vapes and gummies to your house discreetly. They'll get you high. So that's YoDelta.com. If you use the promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. Once more, guys, that's promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. Fuck, that sucks. All right, let's do one last thing before we get out of here. You want to do this man who attacks a UPS driver?
Yes.
All right, let's see this guy attack a UPS driver.
Hold on one sec. Just loading.
Have you guys seen the Bugs Bunny challenge yet?
What is that?
It is my new favorite TikTok thing. It's we can pull it up after this. It is pure slut feed. It's amazing.
Oh, dude, there's a bunch of. We just did one of these. Right. There was one where
I love the Big Bank thing.
Put a carrot in your ass.
I got your Milkies.
I haven't seen that.
Oh yeah, we did. We were talking about that on High Society a couple weeks ago. Fucking, it's just, and then you just get that. I've gotten a few of them where you just kind of like scroll and yeah. It's just the same exact, and it's just hotter and hotter.
So the Bugs Bunny one, it'll be a girl like on her belly looking at the phone, and she's got her feet up so that her feet are behind her head in the background and look like bunny ears. And then at the end of the song, they raise their ass up behind their head. And it's awesome. We're going to need to look at that after this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited.
Jesus.
So the guy in black is trying to rob the UPS driver in broad daylight.
You know, you can't just like fucking attack each other.
It's going to show it again in a second.
What an ass.
You want to pull over? I'll give him the license plate number in the video.
Jesus.
Is this guy from FedEx?
UPS. Oh,
no, the guy who's beating him.
You know, you can't just like...
It's a turf war.
Yeah.
Whoops. That's my favorite part.
That's it.
First of all, what is this fucking what's behind door number one robbery shit? Steal what you know is going to be good. Like, it's like... That package was just going to be inside of a place that you could walk in and take it from in a minute.
My building, which was pretty decently safe until the last few months, we got a fucking new owner. Now, every goddamn day, somebody goes through the mail rips up packages and just leaves empty packages on the first floor.
Dude, that
and
would...
So people complain, and the building put up a notice. We are not responsible. Please coordinate with Amazon or UPS to only have packages delivered when you are home. We will not give camera to police.
Well, I kind of that's a real ass move.
But it's just so shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what's cool about living in New York, though, is, like, when you deal with customer service, like Amazon or whatever, they are more inclined to believe you when you say something got stolen.
Oh, yeah, every time now. Yeah. I just, like, yeah, this never came.
Dude, I've got hundreds of dollars of free shit from Amazon just because yeah. I was like, yeah, I live in Brooklyn. It got stolen.
Double down, yeah, you get two.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I'll tell you this. In my building, things were getting stolen. And somebody actually, and I know who it was. It was like a fucking Puerto Rican male nurse who put up a sign. It was like, your packages are being stolen. I apparently got the footage from the security camera. It was a 6-foot black dude with a pit bull, which, I mean, again, could be anyone. But then people were posting signs calling whoever posted that sign a racist for just assuming this black guy was stealing packages. Like, no, I have a video of him. Who opens their package in the hallway?
And then throws the box on the ground.
And then throws the box on the ground with the name on it.
Yeah. You want to hear something funny? When... I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on this show, but I used to be quite addicted to Kratom,
mm-hmm.
and I had ordered a kilo of it. And
how much did you pay?
$60.
Wow, mm-hmm. I wonder where you got that from.
Yo, Kratom.
Uh huh.
You didn't have to say that part.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, you okay. might. They might cut this.
go ahead, keep it going.
But somebody stole it. Like, I got the notification that it was delivered, and I came scampering down to get my fix, and the package wasn't there, and I was like, motherfucker! And I was getting ready to call customer service, and then I just went back outside, and they brought it back. they like, knew. They were like, oh, this guy's struggling.
Dude, I once bought I was picking up my laundry at, like, 1 in the morning, and there was a guy who's in there, he's like, yo, my man, you a PB&J guy? White guy. And I was like,
Hasidic Jew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, yeah. Well, he's like, yo, I got you. He just goes in this. He goes, do you want this? He tried to sell me a case of jars of peanut butter for like, he was like, I want like 40 for this. I was like, I have $11. And he was like, all right. And I was like, well, I can't not take 8 jars of peanut butter for $11.
That's how I got my winter coat. Went walking down the street, middle of summer, Bay Ridge. A guy walks up to me and goes, yo, my man, what are you, like a 3XL, 3XL? And at the time, I was. And I was like, yeah. He goes, man, you need a coat? And it's 90 degrees out. I'm like, let's say it. Fucking Foot Locker, goose down, fucking jacket. And he goes, I'm going to need about $150. And I was like, I have $25. He goes, deal. Still in the plastic.
I got like 2 ounces of hash off of a guy with clearly scratching his track marks on the street on DeKalb Avenue when I was in high school. He was like, hey man. He was like this jack dude who was just addicted. Just like, he's like, I got, and I was like scared for a second. He was like, I got all this hash, man. I give him like $10 for like what was like an ounce and a half of hash.
Oh, my favorite. Nice. It was me and my buddy Doug. Yeah.
It sucks when it happens to you, but
who was a skinny little goth kid, and we were both on our way to a trip to see a show. And this crackhead walks up to us with a fucking Home Depot bag, walking out of a construction site. And he goes, and we couldn't look more like fucking the faggot nerds we were. And he goes, yo, my man, you two do construction? And I went, what? He goes, I got this saw. And he takes out a giant fucking saw.
Like a table saw?
Yeah, like a table saw. And he goes, $20, $20. And I was like, man, that's a really good deal for a table saw, but I cannot just walk around New York City all night with a table saw.
Dude, I used to work at Home Depot, and that place is a beacon for degenerates, because, like, I would work the returns desk.
I thought you were going to say retarded.
And retarded people. But I would work the returns desk, and I would see, like, skeevy-looking, like, wiggers walk in, grab a saw.
Hey, I've cleaned up.
Okay, yeah, 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 no, you've done well for yourself since then. But they would walk in, grab a saw off the shelf, and just bring it to the returns table and be like, I need to return this.
Dude, did I never tell you, like, the fucking... I think I said it on the show before, but I'm sorry if I have. But the best scam I ever knew about was these guys found out that Dyson vacuums scan as upright vac, and so do Dirt Devils. And somebody I knew printed out stickers of the UPC to Dirt Devil $49 vacuums and would slap them on Dysons, buy them at Home Depot, then go home, take the label off, and return them. Because it just says upright vac. Or sell them on eBay or some shit.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's a good Scamps. Shannon, can we see this Bugs Bunny challenge?
So, Bugs Bunny. That dingy sound. Bugs Bunny.
This girl, I don't know. She's 18.
No shot. That's why I said. Something
no. That. No.
Bugs Bunny.
No, the one I've seen, they've been showing their asses at the end.
Bugs Bunny.
Do you want me to find a different compilation?
Yeah.
I like this.
The one I see at the end, they arch their back.
I mean, this is still pretty good.
Yeah, this is...
the one I've seen, they arch their back. There we go.
Yes!
Shannon, would you do this?
I'm not one of these young girls that do these things. I get it, though.
How much?
Oh, it's whatever. I'll do it if you ask me to.
It becomes, like, mesmerizing these things.
Dude, I get lost in it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm really enjoying this.
No, why not, dude? It might just be the horse.
Is there a duck hanging above her in the window?
Dude,
duck season?
Yeah. Dude, TikTok is such a good, like, warm-up for a jerk session. Like, I use it just to get primed.
Oh, that's like your the previews?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, I'll scroll through and get horny and then watch people with Down syndrome dance. And then and then I'm like, all right, now I'm ready for porn.
How annoyed is the dude in that
video? There it
nice!
Is. I've seen a few where they have, like, straight up, like, the thong on. Oh, there we go. Here yes. We are. Now we're where we need to be.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty great.
For the people that complain that this show is just us watching videos, you're right. And subscribe. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get a buck off a month. Look at that fucking asshole. And you can watch right along with us. Not only this show, but all the other great shows here on Gas Digital Network. You get access to the archives, the races live chat. It is the best. Promo code RAP. Fucking gasdigitalnetwork.com. You are missing out. Some of the best shows in the world, and you get to look at girls' asses with us.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it on this after we see this fucking dick's ass.
Yes.
No, she's not going to show it.
Oh, yes!
There it is.
Oh, my God.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Zach Miko. I was joined by Dalton Pruitt and Chris from Brooklyn. This is the Real Ass Podcast, signing off. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for listening. Before we go, if you like this show, you're going to love the over 20 great shows we have here on Gas Digital Network. This week, we're highlighting the Irish Goodbye podcast, hosted by Mike Feeney and Mike Cannon. These are two of my favorite dudes in comedy. They can come in every week and just talk about what happened to them that day. And they're two of the funniest storytellers in the world. I love them. They're great guys, and they're funny as hell. And I would love for you to check out a clip. Here we go.
So the guy pulls up. I'm like, there he is. He stops at the red light for, I think, a half of a second. Mm-hmm. And then the light turns green, and he starts driving away, and right past that light is like a small bridge. So he pulls onto like the ramp of the bridge and stops. So I go, all right, let's go. So now my dad, Eric, and I are like going into the road, like past, like in a non-crosswalk area, across multiple lanes to get to this guy who stopped on a bridge, and then we're supposed to get in on the bridge. Erica jumps in the car first. I go to get in the car, and he's going, come on. And I go, well, wait. Because there's two of us being like, there's my dad and me. Like,
right.
Because he starts, while I'm getting in the car, I have one foot on the ground. He starts driving away with Erica in the car and me, one leg in the car and hopping alongside. Meanwhile, my dad's still 10 feet behind me. So I'm like, dude, I was like, stop the fucking car. What are you doing? And I was like, it's not just her. There's two more of us. So he starts being like, there is no way. He goes, I'm not getting a ticket. And I go, and Erica's like, let's just get out of this thing. And I go, I don't know what's going on, but do not get out of it. And I sit down in it. And then my dad's like, what's happening? I was like, get in. So we sit there. He goes, I'm not taking you. I go, why? What are you talking about? And he goes, I'm not taking you. They're trying to give me a $250 ticket and all this other stuff. And I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about. There was a cop that was like, don't stop here. But then he stopped on a bridge. And
right.
he was like, I was waiting for you. And I'm like, no, you weren't. I was watching you on the GPS the whole time. No, you weren't. So I get into this fight with this guy. Now we're at the stalemate where he goes, like, he just puts the car in park on the bridge thing as if to like wait me out. And I'm like, buddy, this is your livelihood. I can stay here
yeah,
all fucking night.
I got all week.
I'm in your office right now. the three of us are in your office, so we're just sitting there. Eric is trying to like mediate and be like, just fucking take us home. I don't know what you're doing. I'm starting to fucking film this thing because I was like, because here's what I know is going to happen. The second we get out of the car, he's going to say that like I didn't show up or something like that and charge me like a fee. So I'm getting video evidence to be like, you're not fucking charging me for anything. I'm going to make a whole report out of this, goddammit. So we're at this stalemate, and literally for over a minute, we don't move at all, and cars are, like, honking, going around us. I was hoping that a police would come up or whatever the fuck. So he goes, I'm not taking four people. The maximum is three people. And I go, there's only three of us in the car. What the fuck are you talking about, man? And he goes, you said there's two more people coming. And I said, yes! Me and him, us two, there's two more people. You were driving away with my wife in the car alone. You were just driving away with her, and my dad and I were going to run after the car. I was like, you're driving away. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, me and him. And he goes, no, you said there's somebody else coming. And I go, do you see anybody else? Do you see us checking back to see where the other person that was with us is coming? Like, what are you talking about? So then he like throws it in drive and starts like driving off, and I'm going like, you're mad at me. You owe me an apology and him and everybody else. What are you talking about? So then it gets like, you know, my dad and Eric are both like, just leave it. Just leave it. So then we're like, so it gets to that weird quiet.
Karen can't leave it alone.
It gets to that weird quiet and no one's talking. And then this fucking guy opens his mouth again and goes, He goes, he's like, I'll just send you the $250 ticket then. I'll just send it to you. I guess that's because you want me to just stop on the bridge. And I'm like, that's when I was like, you never got a ticket, so what the fuck are you talking about? You stopped on the bridge, so what the fuck are you talking about? You drove away with my wife in the car, so what the fuck are you talking about? There's only three people here, so what the fuck are you talking about?
Title.